night I was chatting on the YouTube with somebody, and it's obvious that iron sharpens iron. She said, yeah, it's a fractal even back in Genesis. So the same story is happening over and over and over again. Man is running from God, trying to be his own God. And God is chasing man down, trying to give him charity. The letter C means a rich man chasing a poor man down to give him charity. So God is the rich man in this story, and mankind is the poor man. God is a spirit. Jesus is the God-man, the image of the Godhead bodily. When you see Jesus, you see the Father, the Pa. And so the rich man chasing down the poor man is the gospel. God is trying to give mankind the gospel. You must be born again. You must be born again. You must be born again. You're a sinner. You're going to hell. Judgment is on the way. And also something we talked about today on the channel is the judgment of God. They know judgment is on the way. Now, maybe not the lower level, but the higher level ones. The higher level magician priest class, they know. It's in all their writings. It's in all their movies. It's in everything that they're doing. And everything that they're doing is trying to bring the machine man. They fight against each other. But they know it's just a game. They know it's the left-right paradigm, the red versus blue paradigm. They know it's not even real. Elon Musk is no different than Alex Jones saying we're going to the heavens. We're not going to space. The Bible says world without end. If you're a clay creature, you're going to be living on the clay earth. All the nations are working together. All the nations are working together under the magician priest class to try to make a machine man, to try to go to Mars, if Mars even is real. I don't know if it's a flat disk or if it's real or round or whatever, but it might just be a light, you know. Who knows? But if it is real, they're trying to go to Mars. Now, it just could be a holographic reality to where it looks real, but it's not. They're trying to get to Mars. They're trying to make Machine Man. They're trying to leave the Earth and get into outer space because they know judgment is coming to the Earth. Now, Earth is your Mother Earth, where you drink water, you eat food, you got grass, you got unlimited resources. And the climate change, that's a lie. So evidently, the devil or the demons or the higher level magician priest class have lied to the people. And so they're using all this, they're trying to use technology to fight against God, but technology is just a derivative of the wordcraft, because the actual word technology means wordcraft. So they're trying to use technology or God's wordcraft to try to fight against God, and they're trying to make machine men, they're trying to make super soldiers, they're trying to make laser war to fight angels. They're in a warfare against God. The one who wants to give them charity if they would just run to him in humility and get saved. But they want to use and lie and gaslight the whole world to fight against God because they really think they're gods. If you've ever worked for one of them, you'll know that they don't admit wrong, but they think everybody else is wrong. They can't see their own faults and failures. Let me put this on pause. I gotta go in. I forgot where I was at in the recording, but the machine man is what they're trying to do. All you had to do is type in T-A-U under images in Google, and T-A-W under images. You'll see these machine men. Third eyes machine men fighting against God is what it's about. Now, the magician priest class, these are the ones who tasted of the good word, but spit it out. They didn't drink the truth. They spit it out. They tasted and they saw what was on the scene, and they rejected it. And notice the word scene. What's happening on the scene today? Scenery, scene, it's a theater. The high level magician priest class know they're dead. They know they're lost. They know they're going to the judgment, and they're fighting against it. They know. And they're trying to indoctrinate people into their world. Anyone who's not in their clan, in their network, becomes a target because they want to convert you into them, you know, to the machine man, to the hive. And so, so even though a lot of the hive members don't really know what's happening, they just work with the hive because they're the low level workers, you know. So they might not be top level magician priest class, but they work in tandem because it's a hive mind. They're slaves. They have to do what the higher ups tell them to do. And it's a spiritual fractal. That's why they keep doing it. And that's why they're working so hard. We got to get into outer space. We got to go to Mars. We got to make a space wars. We got to create lasers as fast as angels. We got to, like somebody said in the, we got to build the Tower of Babel to fight against God again. The reason they like the Chinese way of life, because it's draconian, it's Draco Ma. And the Pharaoh, he can only get rich with slaves. And so the magician priest class, they set up these lies to get, they come up with these new lies to get the people to believe. And they get rich off the system to fight against the lies. The lies that the people believe, they create, and then they create a solution, like a vaccine, and get rich off of it to build their tower more and more. It's just repeating. Doesn't matter if it's 9/11 lie, doesn't matter if it's going to the moon lie, doesn't matter if it's COVID-19 lie, doesn't matter if it's a 9/11 lie. Every 10 years they create a new lie. They've already got one for the next 10 years. To get the whole world to believe. Put everybody in fear. And they make millions of dollars off that fear. And they rinse, wash, and recycle the same game over and over. It's the same game with just a new painted face. We're at war. We're at war with the Taliban. We're at war with COVID-19. We're always at war with something. Once you see through it, you say, wait a minute. What does that mean? I'm gonna tell you what it means. It means It's all theater. Your clay body, you really think you're something. You're just walking around in a clay body. You really think you're something. One bullet, you're dead. One virus, you're dead. One trip, you could be dead. God, it's appointed unto man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. All these systems set up are just to make the rich richer so they can build the Tower of Babel. Why are they building the Tower of Babel? Because they're running from the judgment of God. They want to fight against God and His program. They're inside the Word. They're 3D creatures inside the Word fighting against the Word. And I had a question. Well, how come some of them be so oblivious to what's going on, but at the same time they work according to the program of the anti? Because it's a high fractal. It's the same story. And that story is repeating in every age, every dispensation, that God is a rich man, the God man, chasing a poor man down to give him charity, the letter C. The letter C goes back to agape. For God so loved the world that whoever so believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So God, the Holy Spirit, is chasing down the bankrupt flesh creature with the gospel. But they're under law because they're in the flesh, and they get convicted of sin and they run out the back door. Instead of running to God and saying, "Yes, I'm a sinner, I deserve hell," they run out the back door. And then they fight against God because you're either running to God or running from God. And you're either with God on His team or you're fighting against God, against His program. You're either in the program of God or an enemy of the program of God. You're a virus in the program, just like the Tron movie. And they might think they're doing good and doing right, like Elon Musk thinks he's doing right. We got to fight the AI. We got to mesh with the AI to fight the AI. Well, why don't you mesh with God instead of meshing with the AI program, which is man's creation? They want you meshing in a deeper and deeper spiral down. They want you in a box, in another box, in another box, going down into the AI program, which is the machine mind, the flesh mind. Go down, 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 down. And you see that Elon Musk is going down. Look at his girlfriend. Look at her name. Look how they named their child. He's the AI program. He's the epitome of it. Elon Musk is the epitome of the AI program. Trying to go to space. Trying to create a machine man, tie your brain to a computer. Trying to turn everybody into a robot gigafactory. The epitome of the machine man. And then you got people like Joe Rogan who want you to take drugs and go see the machine mans and get demon possessed with the machine elves. So the machine elves want to possess you through the drugs. So they're all promoting it on every side. The Tower of Babel the same story of rebelling against God. Instead of running to the source, they're running away from source. Instead of submitting to the program, Pro-G-Ram. Pro-G is seven, Golgotha, ram, the ram caught in the thicket in Genesis. Instead of running to Jesus, the ram caught in the thicket. As your Savior, they're trying to be their own Savior. It goes back to a works-based salvation versus faith every time. Every time. Same game, same fractal, same story. So the story of the cross is God came down to earth to give charity to mankind through the cross and give him the riches of eternal life. But they reject God. They reject Jesus. They reject the truth. And that's why if you talk to one of them long enough, they say, it's my truth. Your truth ain't nothing. Your truth ain't nothing. It's God's truth. You can catch them really easy when they say, well, it's my truth. That means they're a fractal of the demonic spirit. And you better run. Don't marry that kind of woman. It's my truth. You don't marry that kind of woman. You actually run away from that woman. Because she'll try to kill you. All right. Hope that makes sense for people. It's a story. It's the same story. Rich man chasing a poor man down to give him the gospel, which is agape love, which is eternal life. And man is running from God, trying to fight against God instead of running to God. That's it. Merry Christmas. This is the greatest gift. If you can grasp what's going on, you can see all the media's lies, all of it. You can see through the whole thing now.